Just a reminder, you can join your favorite hosts from 106.7 The Fan for a special live show with us, B. Mitch and Finley, and Grant and Danny. We get rid of the FCC restrictions for a totally uncensored discussion of DC sports, behind-the-scenes stories of working in radio, and a preview of the Super Bowl matchup. You can hang out with your fave radio hosts for a night of sports, laughs, fun, and more. Tickets on sale now at tallyhotheater.com. So I'm on their website. The front two rows, which are seated, sold out. There are still tickets available in the downstairs general admission and the balcony general admission. So go get your tickets for that. That is not that far away. It is Friday, January 31st of 2025.
You called it, Cakes, and our listeners are so predictable.
Yes.
The Instagram, which we don't really promote the address of the Instagram very much. It's Sports Junkies Radio. Couldn't get Junks Radio, which is our Twitter handle. So we're Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram. It grows at a crawl. But then when you put up pictures of Sydney Sweeney versus Sydney Thomas, all kinds of new followers.
Yep.
So give us a follow, Sports Junkies Radio, and you can vote. Who do you think is winning that poll, the face-off?
I'm going to go with just name brand recognition. I'm going to say Sydney Sweeney is ahead in the poll. I'm going to say she has a 60-40 lead at this point.
That's Dude, you're all over it. 63% Sweeney.
Look at that. I know my – they're both named Sydney, right?
That's the reason.
Right. I know my Sydneys. Right. I know my Sydneys. I'm in on that.
Yes.
Very good. So go vote. Go cast your vote.
Shocker, one of our listeners says, we need more picks for honest votes.
Yeah, of course. Well,
they can Google.
Yeah, tell that person. There's plenty of them on the interwebs.
Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram.
Yeah. All right, let's do the entertainment page. That's driven by BMW of Fairfax. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax and ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check them out at BMWofFairfax.com. That's where they are online. Care to guess how much Beyonce was paid to perform Netflix's NFL Christmas Day halftime show? Any guesses? Anybody?
I will guess. Part of me believes it could be zero, like the Super Bowl, where they just do it for, you know, the attention. Not necessarily the attention, but it helps you sell your product, your concerts, and all that stuff. But I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say she was paid $1 million flat.
$1 million? Any other guesses? Valdez, you saw the stories. I don't think you qualify here.
Yeah, I already know the answer to this.
Mike Marr?
Say $3 million.
$3 million. Drab t-shirt. Care to guess the Beyonce payday for her halftime performance?
$4 million.
The performance is reportedly part of a $60 million three-project deal inked between Beyonce and Netflix in 2019. Now, her first project was a documentary from a 2019 concert film. The price of that project hovered around $20 million. If we believe that to be true, according to a source, then that was $20 million specifically for the halftime performance because she has the one already in the bank. She has the halftime performance. That's another $20 million. And then she'll give them another project at some point to cash in the third
leg of her payment.
The third leg of her $60 million parlay.
Nice to be Beyonce. I mean, she's uber talented.
I mean, she's clearly talented. This number blew me away. I didn't realize.
Doesn't she have like 30 Grammys?
You're slighting her. She has 32.
Wow.
She won 32 Grammys. And look, I'm not a big Beyonce fan. I recognize that she's talented. If you win 32 Grammys, you're doing something right. You're hitting it out of the park. So look, if she can command $20 million for doing about, I don't know, 15 minutes of work, more power to her. Now, I know that there were rehearsals and, you know, like that led up to the event. So it wasn't just 20 minutes of work. More went into it than that. But she got paid about $20 million.
Did she hook up Shaboozy and Post Malone? They're in her halftime show. Give them a couple milli.
That is not in this story that I've been given, so I don't know those details. I mean, I would guess that Post Malone's doing all right. Shaboozy, I mean, how much money has he made off his song and or songs that all sound the same. He's probably made a lot, right?
Sure.
I'm not killing him. I mean, he's a local guy. Good for him.
He performed at halftime of something.
He's a Woodbridge guy, right?
What did he perform at halftime of?
He did the halftime show of the Detroit Lions Thanksgiving.
There you go, Thanksgiving.
That's right.
And he saved the bar song for last, right?
You're acting like I watched that halftime performance.
I don't know. Might be on in the background.
I didn't
sitting around with family.
I watched 5 seconds of the Beyonce performance at halftime. I didn't
watch that one, but for some reason I did watch the Shaboozy one.
Wait, are you telling me you saw Beyonce come out and you weren't captivated by it? You just walked away?
Do you ever listen to me on this show when I talk?
I know you talked about it last Friday.
I don't, unless Creed is doing halftime at the Cowboys Thanksgiving Day game from 20 years ago. I have no interest in halftime performances.
So you're not even going to watch the Super Bowl halftime show?
Who's performing this
Kendrick
year?
Kendrick Lamar.
I have less than zero interest in that.
Do you know his big song?
Kendrick Lamar? No chance. Now, if you tell me Metallica's performing at the halftime show, I'm there in the front row. I'm there the whole time.
I know, but you don't like aura and spectacles and
I saw The Weeknd when he did his bit. It was fine. Bruno Mars, I thought was good, but
this is the difference. When I see, I didn't even know. I forgot that Beyonce was coming out, and I had the game on mute because it was Christmas. I wasn't really paying that much close attention.
Yeah.
I walk out in the family room. I see Beyonce coming out, and I said to myself, "Well, this is going to be a big thing. Everyone's going to be talking about it. I better watch this and figure out what's going on." You saw it and go, "This is not for me," and walked away.
He also doesn't remember the Freddie Freeman home run from like a month ago.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not some Kendrick Lamar stan, honestly, but I want to watch the halftime show.
I'll tell you exactly why.
Can you play the Kendrick Lamar song that was the biggest hit probably of the summer when he's having the back and forth with Drake? I don't know if you're aware of that.
I've heard of it, this will probably be the first time that these ringing ears have heard this song.
You wouldn't know it from the beat.
I don't. I mean, I'll be honest. I'll tell you. I'll give you a live reaction as to whether I've ever heard this song.
Because I know sometimes you try and play a poker face.
Before you play it, here's why I didn't watch Beyonce. Because I was in the basement at my in-laws during Christmas playing ping pong. And
nice.
I can't play ping pong and watch Beyonce earn $20 million at the same time. So I chose to play ping pong
instead.
Who
were you playing with?
I was playing with my daughter and my son.
Did I tell you that I kind of rematched Rom?
Okay. You Rom-matched him?
Rom-matched him, and he was distraught. I mean, I hate to say this. Yeah. He still beat me 4-1, but I got a game.
Hey, you got a game. That, you know what? Getting a game.
And I had another game 2020, which just went the other way. So
good. Hey,
Closing the gap.
I couldn't even sniff a game off of him. Like, he was beating me like I stole something. Like, it was crazy.
He's got some pretty incredible spin.
Yeah.
I'll say that. You got to adjust to keep it on the table.
All right, Valdez, do you have the Kendrick Lamar safe radio edit?
They not like us. They not like us. Heard this 10 billion times.
Hold on. Crank it up.
All you got to hear is
they not like us.
They not like us. You think the bay gonna let you disrespect Pop? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop. They cold foul. I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl?
I'm being honest. It sounds vaguely familiar. Like, I think I recognize the beat, but I will tell you this honestly. There's no way that I've ever heard that song start to finish.
Because it's a long song, I believe.
Because I would have heard, I would have heard that 10 seconds, and then I would have done this.
Covered your ears.
I would have just covered up my ears so I couldn't hear anything. I can't hear Drab talking. If he's talking to me, I can't hear anything.
Well, that's what a lot of us want to do when Breaking the Law comes on by Judas Priest.
I'm not forcing anybody to listen to Breaking the Law. To each his own. If you're into if you love Kendrick Lamar and want to watch him during the halftime show, please do. I'm just telling you that I will be heating up nachos or throwing the wings in the air fryer to crisp them up during halftime.
Well, the people that always goof on Kendrick Lamar, those that do, say his voice is so nubs.
Oh,
like, he's
really
not a performer. He's like an artist. He's a great writer.
Right.
But they say Drake, during the battle, he's such a performer, right? Kind of like, if you listen to that, he does have a nubs kind of voice.
Right.
Texas singers that he gets ice for, rockers, their voices pwned Kendrick Lamar.
Of course. I mean, you kidding? Who has a better voice? Rob Halford from Judas Priest or Kendrick Lamar?
Okay. But to pull a cake, you ever look at record sales?
Okay. I understood. I understand that I'm talking about ancient British heavy metal bands. I think Rob Halford's 74, 75 years old.
Opera singers have better voices, but we don't consume them.
I definitely don't consume opera, because every time the opera category comes on Jeopardy, I mean every time, I don't, unless...
Do you guess Pavarotti every time? That's the only guy I would guess.
Was it
the three tenors?
If you say so, sure.
Placido
Domingo?
I feel like it's Placido Domingo. I might be wrong.
I think that's right. Yeah, Valdez.
I don't know the third tenor.
You're a Jeopardy connoisseur. Opera's always a blind spot.
If he was even a tenor, is he not a third tenor?
You know what, Valdez? I think, am I hipping you to this? Pop culture Jeopardy with Colin Jost as the host? That's much more our wheelhouse. More pop culture.
No, that's
much less history.
Not into that.
You're not into that?
No. That's fake Jeopardy. That's Jeopardy light.
It's beneath you.
That's like when it's Celebrity Jeopardy, right? Don't they dumb it down?
Well, Celebrity Jeopardy definitely gets dumbed down. Dumbed down 100%. I can enjoy both, Valdez.
Isn't Pavarotti like the most famous opera singer?
Yeah, that's why I brought up Pavarotti, and I brought up the three tenors. I named two of them, Placido Domingo.
No one knows the third tenor.
Nobody knows Jose Carreras.
Don't know him, but he's probably got $100 million in the bank. Is Pavarotti dead or alive? He's got to be dead, right? He's got to be
dead. He died a few years ago, I thought.
He's been dead for a while.
You confirm that, or you're just saying it?
2007.
Yeah, he's been dead forever.
Dead as a doornail.
Almost 18 years now. That's crazy. All right, so Beyonce made $20 million to sing for about 15 minutes. So good for her. That is quite a score. Carry On is on track for Netflix's all-time top 10 movie list. If you haven't seen it, it's a thriller starring Taron Egerton, Jason Bateman, and Sophia Carson. It's racked up big viewing numbers over its first 10 days of release. From its premiere date on December 13th through the 22nd, the film was recorded 97.1 million views worldwide. It's ranked first on Netflix's charts for English language movies in both weeks of its release.
I liked it, but I think I saw it on the first day, or maybe it was the second day.
Yeah.
I said this earlier. To me, it was Die Hard light. You know, Christmas, people like to say Die Hard's a Christmas movie, whatever, mm-hmm. but it was around Christmas. Yeah. I think in Carry On, it's Christmas Eve.
Yep.
And then there's a guy trying to save the day.
Correct.
He's in a bind. He's got to save the day.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of him running. There's a lot of him running in the movie because he's a track star in high school.
And Jason Bateman.
I'm spoiling it for anybody.
Jason Bateman plays the same guy he plays all the time.
But you know what? He's made a really great career out of mostly being the same character all the time.
Although he kind of kicks ass in one scene, which I've never really seen. He puts, this isn't a spoiler, but he puts him in like a sleeper, like a chokehold.
Like rear naked choke?
Yes.
Ah, forgot that little nugget.
I think it was in the bathroom.
Got it. This kind of made me laugh. Krista Cavallari, who is the ex-wife of Jay Cutler, she went on a podcast recently and couldn't stop bragging about how good Morgan Wallen was when he was banging her.
Really?
Yeah. Jay Cutler's probably like, what's going on here? Probably glad we broke up, because you're a little bit of a disaster if you're going to go on a podcast and just talk about getting railed out by Morgan Wallen.
He's, though, moved on. He may have remarried already.
I don't know the exploits of Jay Cutler. Unless he's throwing touchdowns in the NFL, he's irrelevant to me at this point.
I'm more intrigued by Morgan Wallen crushing it.
Yeah, right?
What happened to her boy toy?
They broke up. The younger guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, they broke up. If you're Jay Cutler, you're distraught. She's on a podcast describing how good a rock star is, basically slaying her.
Right, right. I mean, do they have kids together?
Yes.
Cavallari and Cutler do?
They had three kids.
Ah. That's a little bit embarrassing. This would definitely tilt you if you're a homeowner. Headline, JP. The fella that rented his $1.5 million London flat to famous porn star Lily Phillips on Airbnb is furious after she used it to sleep with 101 men in one day. You're like, take a look at what I did to my flat. Lily Phillips.
What difference does it make? Like, honestly.
What difference does it make?
No. If she just tagged one guy, it's acceptable? Like, where do you draw the line?
Here's where I draw the line. Triple digits in my flat. Yeah, there's got to be like a mess somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Okay, but what if she's just doing it on the bed? What if she's just, lining them up? They're all just doing it on the bed. You're going to change the sheets anyway.
I would increase the cleaning fee.
Which is already high, I guarantee it. You'd want that to happen in your Airbnb that you rented out?
There's a line
of guys down the block.
Yeah. Hey, your mom's house in Crofton all of a sudden became a brothel.
Yeah. Hey, those might be future renters, Cakes. It's 101 future renters.
That's true.
I can tell you, it's tough when you lose a renter, then all of a sudden you got to get the place ready for another person, and hopefully you don't lose a couple months of rent.
Very nice. There's your EP. Hopefully you were entertained. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see your Washington Capitals take on Montreal on January 10th. So keep listening for your chance to win. Are you looking to upgrade your office game? Well, then swing by PVI Office Furniture, where they've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench straight to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play, when it comes to comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. Mention the Fan and you score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets you a hat trick. Visit us at PVI, PVI.com, because business grows with PVI.